Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good evening and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And boy, are we covering all of that lately. And stay tuned for next week because we're going to have more of that. But today it's opening the lines time. We've just sent out our bulletin, so the lucky few shall get through and call in to have their reading on the air with the most amazing and wonderful regular intuitive on the show, Carrie O'Connor, clairvoyant master. And this is the one who I'm always saying, wear goggles and a helmet, and a few of you are going to see exactly why this hour, those of you who get through. Carrie, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I am excellent and interesting. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you.
I want to ask you before we start diving into the lines here and taking calls. You know, every time we check in with where the energy is, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of developments in the last couple of months, a lot of things going on.
Yes.
What's been going on in your world and what have you been picking up on?
What I've been seeing, it's just so consistent of what the guides have been saying for the last 6 months, and what they've shared is that the first 3 months of this, from January to March, there's a lot of reviewing of stuff we didn't get rid of last year. Last year I talk about that it was the whole I, me, and the guides share with me. It was a huge soul retrieval for us to go down to our original blueprints. So think of our original blueprints are the 12 strands of DNA, they're activated. And what they showed when they said to me at first in December or November that we'll be reviewing it the first 3 months of this year, part of people were moaning, saying, oh, God, it wasn't last year enough. And what I really started noticing, especially a lot of people in February with the Mercury retrograde, people really feeling kind of backwards, a lot of illness, very fast, sudden stomach stuff, like a lot of stuff with the lungs and the heart. And what that helped is what I was talking about is opening up the thymus part, which is the unconditional love part where the heart chakra is becoming the altar and it holds the heart, the thymus to open up. The heart, the thymus is where we're going as far as the homoluminous body, and the homoluminous body is the light body. It's the 1,000-watt light bulb body, and that's where we're going back into as far as with our original blueprints. So what this has been doing to people is bringing them all over the place. A lot of times what the guides were sharing with me is that that we're going to be feeling a lot more of the planetary effects. So people should really, if they have a good astrology website or something like that, it's really important to look into that, because the Mercury in retrograde the last 3 weeks really threw people into a reviewing part. So now what I'm noticing consistently around the world as of Mercury ending retrograde today,
okay,
that we started noticing the, and it makes sense, because what we're doing is recognizing ourselves as the relationship grids go down to, think of everything as in three. First, we have our micro world, so that's our own energy field. Then the next part is the master grid, so it's how we deal with what we'll keep this simple as far as soul groups. And then as far as the relationship grid is, what is it with our relationships? And that's not only is personal relationships, and also goes into what we're doing this rest of this year, going from March until July, is really reconnecting with ancient relationships, friends and personal relationships, and really having an accelerated rate to expand the energy, to having the light energy going up to that 1,000 watts. And think of the 1,000 watts is our original it's our original blueprints. When we came down here from Source, that doesn't have any dis-ease. It has, we understand and have knowingness of who we really are, and who we really are angels having the human experience. And so what I've noticed significantly, I even felt with myself, I felt like a fog was lifted over my head this week, and I didn't realize how much it was feeling foggy until I felt the clarity. And so I'm noticing that with a lot of clients too. And it was really interesting, Nicole, since I had a light stream live, so I do a gallery style reading on Saturday, and this week was, I had so many clients within less than a week, for it's not even to Saturday yet, that had loss of children. And so when I noticed the theme of that, of having an unusual amount of people with loss of children, when I looked at the big outside of it, of what is the universal lesson for this, this is when you think about it, and the micro world is the most horrific thing we could experience, the loss of a child. So that would be just the most devastating thing. It's out of line. In the macro world, when you go up in the universal global consciousness, what it is the loss of, it's the death of a rebirthing of the child archetype, of the wounded, abandoned child, and giving birth to the divine child. And that's where every single master said the keys to get to heaven is the way through the child. And then we're being invited to having the child come into our heart, all of us recovering that child within us, and that's the keys for us to be childlike, but that's not childish. It's like when you talk to a child, that you ask them what they want to do. Well, I want to be the president. I want to do this. They have that optimism, and so we're really getting invited from March to really redefine what we want as far as our goals. And manifestation is huge with this. The secret, think about how fast the secret went around in the world, was made, developed, and went around into Oprah as far as within one world, 1 year. And it goes into the manifestation. The key to that is going back to the 1,000-watt person. That's how you manifest and have stuff come to you. And as far as in every single department of your life, it hits the four major counters of your life: personal relationships, you, how you see yourself. That's also involving health, home and family, and job, career, and money. So we're really being invited to release any kind of subconscious patterns that we have inherited from our generations. But also with the relationship grids, it really invites us, Nicole, not only do we inherit our thoughts from our family, but we also inherit it from our generation. What's the time and thoughts of our generation? So it's a time for us to really stand into our core and really claim ourselves as in our micro worlds, as a angel having a human experience, which will affect the macro world, which is, again, goes to soul group, but that's the people we're around. And then it's an invitation for us to step up the plate with accountability, responsibility. A lot of people have been weighing out. And so it's been an interesting kind of ride here. How have you been doing?
Oh, my God. I've been keeping the seatbelt on, and myself and many that I know, you know, it's been really a lot more surprisingly challenging.
Yes.
January and February was shocking.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, we're watching, as you mentioned, The Secret. I mean, as we speak in this moment in real time, James Gray and Joe Vitale, they're on their way to Larry King's. I think Bob Proctor's on as well again. Larry King's show, can I see it? Seeing all of this really suddenly hitting the mainstream and everyone going, oh, you know, an idea whose time has come, all these things we've talked about for years.
Absolutely.
Worked through and lived through.
Right.
That, you know, people are seeing in the, amidst this surprising challenge of the last few months, this massive growth.
Right.
So it seems to be a significant time for many of us. Exciting time.
It's significant, Nicole, I didn't hear you. It's a significant time for...
for all of us. For,
yeah,
for
yeah. It's interesting that you brought up the challenge part, because especially in February and March, where a lot of people, I noticed a lot of people review with money, feeling like lack of money, so they have to hold on to the money. So a lot of people were really going down to the primordial four corners of our life. It's that's money, that means job, career, again, personal relationships, that's the one-on-one, home and family, that includes mom, dad, siblings, friends, and then it also goes over into the how we feel ourselves. And so when we, the challenges are really going down to the conscious, the subconscious, because remember we have the, we can be very conscious, but then we have the our subconscious patterns and then the superconscious. Everything else comes in the three. And so what we're doing is releasing any kind of imprints that could be really deeply embedded in the subconscious that has that veil of separation. And then it's the duality. And so think of here in a year how the woman came up with the idea of the secret and within 1 year applied the laws of it. And these laws are not new. It's what I noticed and loved is that when I'm going, people send me a lot of different emails from different channels, and so I'll send out an email and talk about the blueprints. I've been talking about this for years. Then I notice that we're all saying the same thing with different language, but the key thing is the seven spiritual laws, one of them being the law of attraction. But now I find it fascinating because, Nicole, we're starting to use the same words. The words blueprints are everywhere. And also the blue star children are coming in at 207. And so I started seeing the children in the thymus with this diamond blue star energy. And then the other, then a person called across the country talking about blue star children. So that is that's showing the relationship grid, and that's relationship is how we're all related to one another, having us be a global place instead of having somebody be from a different state, never mind in a different country, and then having us be an invitation of looking what is our responsibility, stepping up to the plate as a global nation and also part of a great big universe and having a real inclusive energy. So anything, what they show me is symbolically, think of a magnet in front of the heart. And so this magnet is huge, pulling out any kind of subconscious patterns that are beyond the part of duality that has separation. And what it really comes down to, Nicole, goes back to like the Course in Miracles, it's either love or fear. There's no neutral thoughts. And if you start saying to yourself throughout the day, I was on like that was my mantra for the last 2 weeks, love or fear, no neutral thoughts, it really clears out your daily thinking of how your mind goes. We have the mind chatter in our head, and if we really just kind of take our time, slow down a little bit, and believe it or not, people are saying I'm talking slower, Nicole, because I'm just really being conscious of just love or fear, no neutral thoughts. And then I love that because there is no neutral thoughts. Everything has an energy, everything has a vibration, and so we could get all pumped up to be around people that are like-minded and get all happy, 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 but then we get in the car, we start losing the buzz, and then all of a sudden our mind chatter is more negative than the boost we just got for an hour. And so this is where we're being invited to learn how to hold that charge, because the way I see it is like a spaghetti strainer underneath our feet. And so when we exercise our energy bodies, when we clean our energy bodies, I tell people if we don't do something daily, can we imagine not taking a shower daily? And never mind monthly or weekly. So what the guides are really encouraging us to is to really look at us as energy beings in a physical body, taking care of that physical body by strengthening it will help us and allow us hold more of that wattage. Going down to the comparing it to a light bulb, that's going up to 1,000 watts, and with it, it creates electromagnetic pull to go into our deepest heart's desires, and to be able to hold it is and pull it in and hold it is the key. And you could tell if you are or not, because you could look in your life, look in the four corners. Is it blissful relationship? Is it smooth for the family? Is the job and career and money? Or is that coming up in your face? And there's a corner where all of us have more of an ease in that. So if we're looking for the corners, we could say, well, I'm really, really good about myself. My health is pretty good. My relationship with my family is pretty good. But job and career and money and personal relationships are contracted. And so then we take the energy of those corners that we feel pretty good about, having them go into the energies that feel congested. And really what the guides keep on talking about is getting real by really taking the time. And sometimes we're in a society, we have no time. This is life-altering, life-changing, make the time, and I call it energetic boot camp. If everyone in the world put themselves in energetic boot camp for 6 weeks, it literally changes the neural pathways in their brain, and so if they get quiet, they listen in their head to their mind chatter, and then they stop, drop, and roll. So whenever their head goes off to the awful awfuls or I can't do that or any kind of doubt, and they literally pull that thought back into their head, transmute it, it starts changing your life within a month to 6 weeks. We're in a total different frequency. That frequency of 1,000 watts goes out, and again, that 1,000 watts creates electromagnetic grid to pull in to really get to our heart's desires. You know what's interesting, Nicole, when I ask people what's their wildest dreams and heart's desires, a lot of people can't say it out loud. They can't say it out loud quickly. They start kind of fumbling with their voice, saying, well, I don't know. And then I said, that's exactly what you're putting out to the universe, kind of like, well, I want a relationship. All right, what's the best relationship? I said, well, how does that relationship feel? Don't put a face on it. Show me how it feels in your heart. And it's all a cloudy ball. And so then they wonder why they're having experiences where they think the guy is right, but then he ends up having little glitches in there. And it's because it's not crystal clear as far as what their heart's desires. That goes to dreams, all of it. The beautiful thing is we're clearing out this duality is there's the urge for us to emerge and to really understand that we're all here to have our heart's desires. There's not too many people of lack and scarcity of lack of money, lack of health, lack of perfect partners, because one partner is going to be perfect for another person and not good for another person. So, or not good, but just it doesn't make their heart flow. So we're really releasing any of those lack scarcity thoughts and being really invited to step into the kings and queens. The guides have been saying that we're the ones that we've been waiting for through history, thousands and thousands of years. We heard about this time in the year 2000 up to 2012 about how the light beings arrive, and so some people are sitting around waiting for these beings to arrive, and guess what? We're the ones we've been waiting for. And so that's exciting, because then that's where we could make pivotal changes, really integrate it, act like you're in boot camp, have something that makes you go and review where your thought patterns are, have something AM and PM moves, where I tell people, even if you have to write post-its in the car, as far as getting into some energy practice, it totally forever changes your life. But then I also notice consistently, and I'm sure you see it too, is when it comes down to it, some people, they don't want the responsibility with it. They want to, we're so used to of the energetic posture of praying to the patriarchal mother, father, that having that responsibility to say, wait a minute, I'm responsible in my life. I have to take responsibility in my life. I want to go back where I have to hand my responsibility over to, it goes back to the patriarchal mother, father archetype. And this is where that's what's getting disassembled. And so that goes back to the divine child. So the death of the wounded child and the rebirth of the divine child has the divine parents, and that's our divine male and female energy to support us. And when we start holding that energetic posture, that's when the miracles happen. It's unbelievable, wonderful time that we're living in, and there's challenges. Also, there's energetic solutions for all the problems that could come at us, and that we're able to get to them faster when we're holding that the posture of the observer. The 1, 2, 3. I always tell people that we're masters in process, masters in practice, and the master. And we're all three of those at the same time. And so when we hold that and claim that as our truth, every single thing in our life changes around.
It's so validating every time I talk to you, because, we don't get time to talk in between these.
Right. Right.
And so you don't know anything about what I've been saying lately, you know,
right,
in my office and things. And you just use so many of the key words that have been going over and over. I've really been getting the marching orders and the boot camp kind of energy going on here. And just last night, we actually had a last-minute emergency Ghost Bus on-site broadcast. Mm. And it was amazing. And I assembled a team of 11 people, kind of a last-minute thing, to go in and settle some energy down and help some people out locally here in the Fort Langley area. And the very first thing I said, well, as soon as we all stood in the circle, I said, well, we're the ones we've been waiting for. I said, oh, God, at the end of that. But but it was very, you know, very much that kind of energy and realization going on. And also that sense of that nothing can be coming from external stuff anymore. We've got to be the ones we've been waiting for now for time.
Right. Right, and also the part where it's like, oh, shoot, we're the ones we're is where I see a lot of people, no, and they want to make a deal. Let's make a deal, let's make a deal. I don't want to be the ones we're waiting for. And you know what was fascinating to me, and I kept on, the guides were showing me, especially the baby boomers. I'm 45, so I'm a little bit under the baby boomers age group, but what they're talking about was the baby boomers in particular, you always have to look at things against three, the micro world, the macro world, and the global consciousness. And what the baby boomers allowed us, it was the first time in our history in hundreds and hundreds of years to start thinking and working on ourselves. Think about during the Korean War, during the Depression, the World War One, World War Two, that everyone's energetic subconscious patterns were worried about survival. The baby boomers come in and they're talking about, let's break through from the matriarchal, patriarchal father. And then the first place they went to was like looking at mom and dad and really rejecting some of mom and dad's patterns that they put down. Brought in psychotherapy, brought in, just think of the 60s as far as a whole huge resolution. And what I'm seeing as far as with the whole baby boomer generation, and it's just because you weren't born in it, it affects everyone because we're all connected with this. And so the baby boomers opened up where I see that's the age group where a lot of them they could work on themselves so much, and they've been working, doing energy work and stuff for 20 years, and they're saying, oh God, Carrie, you're saying releasing the vows again. How much time do I have to release? And what I see is that the part of that relationship grid, part of that global consciousness, that they've been doing a lot of work on their inner self, but when it comes back down to getting connected to the global consciousness part, there's still a part that feels separated. And when you think about it, the grids are, they don't have to keep them simply. They were born during that time where the electromagnetic grids were set at a part that's not as, they're a lot faster and accelerated right now. That's where they're talking about the crystal children, the blue star children, and the kids are coming in. They're changing their names from, and it was indigo for 10 years, and now all of a sudden there's all these higher frequency energy kids. What we're doing right now is bridging from the frequency of those kids. Think they come in as far as 1,000 watts, and they are absolutely affecting. We're becoming the bridges to allow our energy, again, to go to the 1,000 watts, and think of anybody in between that might be holding symbolically the light bulb of 75 watts. They're getting washed internally in their macro world, the micro world, and the subconscious. The unconscious, the superconscious, and the consciousness. And so we're really having so much help with this, and especially with the baby boomers in particular, feeling like it's a little bit outside of them, to really encourage and honor them for opening the doors of what they did. They really woke us all up to challenge authority or question yourself, or the power is within. And so because every single generation we inherit, our children inherit our energy patterns from the generation before. So now that the baby boomers, some of them are hitting the 60s and 50s and 60s, it's the torch is getting going down to the having the baby boomers sitting into young elders. So they're sitting there to give us having them have their feet wake up so we could get their knowledge, but then also for us to help the other generation. So it's a huge rebirthing time. It's a wonderful time, even with the challenge. We've all came here with knowingness that this was going to be the time in our process to have anchor in peace on Earth. We are the ones we're waiting for. There's no mistake. Not one person. I have clients that are saying, I'm sure I meant to be here, but born at a different time. No, we're at the right age, at the right time, born at the right place. Even our life experiences are right, even if they are horrific, as in losing a child. I had a client that lost a daughter and two grandsons in a fire in her backyard. And you think, my God, how can a person go and exist beyond that? It's the ultimate birth death that goes back down to the ultimate resurrection, and it's the resurrection of the divine child, and that's the keys to go into that thymus love. And that thymus love comes into such unconditional love and love energy, and even think that it's located in our thymus, which is our biggest immune system helper, booster. So it is so healing down to our physical body, and it allows the energy to go to the emotional, spiritual, mental bodies. And so we are the ones we're waiting for. If somebody was resurrected from the 1700s and looked at our energy fields, what we don't see, they would bow down to us because they would see our light around us. We're walking around with halos, but we don't see that because we're all us. So we don't, we're on an energetic level, we have graduated, and now it's time for us to take our the posture.
Are you taking colors?
And then, Nicole, what we're doing is bridging and teaching our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies other words besides pain. That's what we've been working through for the last 10 to 15 years. Actually, our whole incarnations here, but literally what the guides are showing me, the 12-12 Council, I've seen all these little bridges in the right and left side of the brain. And it goes through all the bodies, through the heart, through the organs. And what we're doing is teaching that balance and teaching that androgynous energy. That's the angel. Angels come in androgynous. And so that comes in as far as the 1,000-watt angel having a human experience. And we are right on time.
Wow. Well, exciting times, like you say.
Yeah.
I know we've taken up half an hour talking about this stuff, but it's important because, you know, a lot is going on right now, and people are feeling it, and we need places to be able to talk about it and kind of validate our experience here. Let's give out the phone numbers for calling in. Okay, toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And if none of those work for you, try the direct line, 530-876-3222. And those are the numbers to call to have your reading right now with Carrie O'Connor. I still can't get over that change I went through with the first reading with you. The energy was incredible. And, I mean, I've never had a reading where I felt like it was totally life-changing. So, again, goggles and helmets are optional and advised. But I should actually point out, we were discussing just before the show, I'm going to see if I can get Carrie to work with us here. We're going to be doing the paranormal investigations more. The reason being that we do them on the show is about transcending the fear around the unknown, and where better than when you've got things moving in your house or things scaring you in your house, and you can't be, you know, in your power and living this conscious life when you're suddenly retracting into fear at 3 in the morning, which is when it often seems to happen. And so we get out there on locations, and we do this work, and we investigate these things. And Leonard Eagle Cloud was also there with us last night at the Ghost Bus on location in Fort Langley. And he was saying, you know, expect more of this now with the, well, all the energy changes. So do you also see that happening there?
Yes, absolutely. It's, yes. The energies that are coming up, that's the whole, we have the magnet individually, but also in our macro world, but also in the whole global world. So think that it's part of the bridging, Nicole, and so I think it's perfect, and what a gift. Because when I see incarnated angels that have not gone to the light, first of all, it's a lot less of a percentage than a lot of people think it is. And so to get the fear out of that, a lot of people come back that are, they like to hang out with us, but they have gone to the light. But those that...
I'm sorry, but I do have to interject. Can you guys hear me?
The fear
can.
Them back.
Can they hear me?
To put a light...
Are you all hearing me?
Light in that is huge, helping...
Can anybody there hear me?
I
don't know. Are you...
Those that have not gone to the light are...
Is everybody here hearing me? Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
How about them?
So the activity absolutely will be...
It sounds like they can't hear me at all.
I don't.
Are you hearing us, Dr. Pat? Dr. Pat?
Hello, do we have someone on the line?
We do. Can you hear me?
I can hear Don.
I can hear Don.
Hold on. Bear with me.
we'll talk amongst ourselves while we get it sorted out. And but this is the thing, and we're so conditioned to, I know myself, I mean, I hate that. You know, ever since I've tried to step on the consciousness path to suddenly go into that kind of fear over something just because it's, you know, on this other side of the known.
Right.
And we're conditioned to immediately go into that response. All the, you know, look at every movie in the theater
right.
in that genre. I mean, it's crazy. You know, we're
right.
programmed that way.
Right.
And, you know, to be able to step in that. Like last night, it was, you know, I even had my kids there. It wasn't scary. It was empowering, and it's exciting, and it's fun.
Right.
And everyone's coming from a higher energy. They're coming more in their heart center
right.
energy, and they're there truly wanting to know. And
right.
they're truly, you know, coming from a guided, protected, empowered place.
Right.
And it's...
In, well, when you think about it, when I was talking about the one, two, three, as far as the micro world, the macro world, and then us as the universe, it goes into the unseen elements, and to put light and into that is huge.
Would you like to learn how to bend metal with the power of your mind? We've put together an amazing spoon bending kit that absolutely will teach you how to do this for real in no time. Go to newsforthesoul.com. Look for the spoon bending kit for details. It's for real, and it'll change your life. As of June 2006, we now have the instantly downloadable version of this spoon bending kit, so you don't need to wait. You can start bending metal with your mind right now. Go to newsforthesoul.com. Look for the spoon bending kit for details. It's for real, and it'll change your life.
Can you hear me okay, Don? No, you can't hear me.
I think you're being called Dr. Pat.
I think.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, I think we're back. I didn't know we were gone, but we've been talking amongst ourselves. If you want to hear what we've been saying while we weren't there, newsforthesoul.com later is where you go. And I guess they were getting some issues sorted out with the lines, and I apologize to the callers. You should be able to get through, and we should be able to hear you now, but we've been having fun. I guess we weren't meant to hear them. I love how that happens. So, yeah, as I was saying just before that, well, do we have a caller on right now before
yes,
we
you
continue
do.
That?
Yes, I'm
oh,
here.
Oh, you.
Pardon me?
Oh, hello, and who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Oh,
who
my
are
name
you
is
and
Matt
where are you
O'Brien.
Calling from?
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Matt. I'm from Delaware.
Hi, Matt.
How you doing?
Do you have a question for Carrie O'Connor?
Yes, I do. I was okay. wondering... basically what my in the next couple months have in store for me.
Okay. It's Matt, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Matt, when I'm looking into your energy field, are you familiar with chakras?
Yes, I am very much. I'm a Reiki
okay.
master.
Okay. Okay, very good. You're, 'cause I was gonna say your energy body is a master teacher healer, and so when I'm looking in what you're, especially the next couple of months, you're really looking at releasing a lot of stuff that has to do with the back of the heart chakra, and you have been working on this for the last 6 months, and when I see fine-tuned instruments that look like surgery instruments, it's like you're doing energetic psychic surgery on the heart, and it's not that you haven't worked this before. Part of this is an expansion going up to when we were talking about the thymus, opening up the thymus. It also is huge because you have a bridger energy, Matt. You're here to be a teacher, helper, healer, bridger. And also, are you making tapes? Do you tape your sessions? And because I'm seeing a microphone in front of you. And
yes.
And also, if that's not a thought yet, what I'm seeing over the next 3 years as far as you taping energy sessions, you have a nice voice, you have a nice glowing energetic. When I see infinity eights, there's a part where you bring the people's energy in. So pay attention to over the next 2 to 3 months as far as opportunities where other people are going to say to you, you should have a meditation tape. You should bring, you should have an education tape as far as talk to people about chakras, because there's, you're going to be given opportunities with that coming out of what it seems like left field, like out of the blue. But part of that is confirmation for you to continue to expand from the heart chakra. That thymus energy brings in what Nicole and I were talking about before, that 1,000-watt energy brings in life beyond our wildest dreams. What I'm seeing, the paternal grandfather coming in, is also calling out the other Matthew over in spirit, and I'm going to a middle name. I'm also seeing a great-grandfather that you did not meet on dad's side that comes in as far as coming in to have support that right side that helps you get up and go side. So think of at the last 3 months, but I even go back to the last 6 months, I'm seeing cellular post-traumatic stress that even has to do with other past lifetimes, where you're releasing any kind of those charges to help you get more as far as in the driver's seat. There's a part of expansion with the teaching, the helping, the healing, and also people are going to be magnetically drawn to you because they, more than they ever have before. I know that you draw people in, and even if you were walking through a store, somebody needed directions, they'd be drawn to your energy versus somebody else's because you hold that high heart energy. Now I'm seeing that to the grandfathers and the great-grandfathers saying tighten your seatbelt because you're on the beginning of a wild ride, that you're over the bumpy part. This is going to, again, bring you out to further educational teaching, speaking, and also I keep on seeing in 3 months, I mean 3 years from now, you looking, and I've seen you go into a studio, and also do you do radio shows yourself?
No, I don't, but I have seen this, in my visions.
I'm confirming that for you, though.
I'm moving towards this, and I've been told this also. But this is the activation of all of what's been told to me previously. So, yeah,
good. So what I'm doing is confirming all of that for you. Also, what I'm seeing the grandfather's talking about, Matt, is ripping up any kind of time thing where, you know how we think it's going to happen in this amount of time, or we could kind of vaguely see it when we're looking at front fibers. When I see them ripping up, that's a very positive thing because it's going to happen a lot faster than you think it's going to be happening. So there's going to be, again, I keep on thinking, hearing the grandfather saying, seems like opportunities come out of left field. So when I see that, it's like you could be at dinner with somebody and a group of people, and it could even not even be like a like-minded group. It could be a bunch of like just people where you don't expect the people to have the whole conversation turn into a whole spiritual thing, and somebody talks about a brother that has a radio station that all of a sudden brings you out on a radio before you think you're going to be on the radio. So think of that the next 2 to 3 months is further anchoring in, because we have to have the spiritual container, the whole foundational container. That's what you've been working on your whole life. This is a further expansion on this, and also it is time for you to reap the rewards for all that you give out to people, and you're going to be called to go to the forefront more. Your energy is balanced. You're in the male body to show other, help other male people, but it's not only about the male body. It's about your heart's desires. So going down, fine-tuning as far as what you want, as far as your heart's desires, bringing you, again, out to radio, out to speaking, out to even having opportunities for taping, and again, this is happening a lot faster. So take this next 2 to 3 months to really, when I see a sharp pen, it's really fine-tuning the part of the hearts and dreams. And so, well, buckle the seat right, say, put a seat belt up for yourself, but you've been preparing this for your whole life. But there's a part of this, Matt, that's different than you've ever experienced in your life. You've experienced growth and having synchronistic events happen to you before, but there's different, it's a total different ball game. And also, part of your bridger energy is your helping people, even what I call it, is our light language. Whenever we do any kind of energy work, it's so much faster, and we can't even put into words what's happening. And so this, you're imparting that light language. People are waking up there. They're wanting that anchored energy, and that's going to be bringing in the opportunities for you. So this is, think of you're in that spiritual boot camp that's going to be able to help you, because, again, when I'm seeing you 3 years from now, and even 12 years from now, as far as doing travel with this, but it's not going to take 12 years to do this. By 3 years, you're looking back and saying, oh my gosh, I lived in two lifetimes in one lifetime. And so again, taping with this, writing with this, and also fine-tuning as far as the next step and opportunities coming in to support this and confirm it. I feel like I'm just confirming what you already know is happening.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I've got this glow about me right now with everything that you just said. I mean, it's amazing. It really is.
Wonderful. Wonderful, Matt. And I thank you as being one of the forerunner energies out there, especially because you have a very healing voice, and your energy is going to help a lot of men and women, but men in particular, where it could be a drag along where the wife kind of brings the husband along, but your energy really speaks volumes, and a lot of it goes beyond words. And so this is where it's time again to reap the benefits of this, and that means even financially, and that finances are going to help further educate as far as tapes and all that stuff, where a lot of people don't realize how much money all that costs, but this is where it's going to come in as far as with grace and ease, and also be you're going to even have, where I saw it, like I had a client that that helped with graphic arts, because she heard me on the radio, and so then helping her because she has wonderful graphic arts. So it's a very Aini, is what they call it in shamanism, and that's what people see coming out of the woodwork. But part of this is, again, part of your life purpose. And so you're even, don't even be surprised if you start doing life purpose classes and fine-tuning as far as helping people fine-tune and get the nitty-gritty, get down to the nitty-gritty and helping them in that form. So that's wonderful. Right. Thank you for being out there for everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Matt.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling
and all the best. It's so amazing, Carrie. You really have slowed down in your talking. It's spooky. I mean, it's usually just, woo, where you go? But, you know, the energy is still there and the information is still there.
Absolutely.
I've also noticed the time thing change, but for me it was the opposite. It was like it's speeding up. Either I'm slowing down on Earth, speeding up, or there's something kind of out of whack lately.
Right.
That's amazing how different your energy is. Do we have another caller on the line, Dawn? But I'll give out the numbers one more time here, and I know that we are about the last quarter to the top of the hour. Do we have another caller on? I hear clicking, and maybe not. I will get to see. Oh, yeah, we do. Hello.
Hello.
Who's on the line, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, and what was your name?
My name is Carol.
Hi, Carol. What's your question for Carrie O'Connor tonight?
I just wanted to know if you have anything good this year for me.
Carol, what I see is a maternal grandmother coming in for you, and she's also calling out to Elizabeth, and I'm going to a middle name, and also she is recognizing Abigail, and also that could be known as Abby, but I feel Abigail and Abby's alive. Also pay attention for Abigail Abby coming in the end of April to May. When I see green energy that looks like a tornado around somebody, that means healing. That means some people come in as reason, season, lifetime, so think of even going to something at work, and somebody comes in to give a talk about even training computers or something like that. It seems unrelated, but there's a, when I see a tuning fork, that there's a significant reunion there as far as ancient friends. And again, it doesn't have to be a long-term friend, but what she does is confirm a lot of she changes your energy field hugely. And also going back into as far as this year, when I'm looking what the grandmother's doing, she's going into, and when I see a symbolic ancient book, think of that this is your Akashic records, and she's blowing off like dust on it. So when I see that, that means to me that you've been working on transmuting patterns, getting down to even thought patterns, and even going back down to, if you were not able to hear what Nicole and I were talking about earlier, what we're going down is doing is getting in touch with our Akashic records, what we've been come here to do, and also releasing from subconscious patterns that have us feel like we're blocked or it feels like it's outside of our energy field. What the grandmother is showing me is on mom's side of the energy field in the past, going back from great-grandmother, there's a part where it feels like the brass ring is outside of you, where there's a not you, it's just a whole family pattern where they could think, someday my ship will come in and something's outside of me. And so this is where, this is your year to sit on the throne, is what your grandmother showed me, and realizing and having knowingness. We could think about it in our mental bodies, but it's knowing it in the physical and emotional bodies as strong as we do in the mental and in the spiritual bodies of that there's nothing outside of you. You're magnetizing and bringing the people into places and experiences to you. That's the biggest thing this year. And also, when I'm seeing the dust, that shows me, again, a lot of transmuting energy. So this is where, and even going back down to when I'm seeing a mom's side, that there's a part that what you're releasing, which is a huge thing, is I call it waiting for the shoe to drop energy. And I had this within mom's side, my mom's side, that there's a part where a tendency that the adrenals work on overload, where things could go into worry, and I call it the coulda, shoulda, woulda pattern. So our head could get into, like, I coulda, I shoulda, I woulda. And so you releasing from that, holding that for the family, for them to release, because we all, when one person in the energy in the family releases from that subconscious pattern, it allows other family members, cousins, extended cousins, to be able to walk through that door of releasing that too. So think of that. The whole last year, and even going back to 3 years, that you've been clearing out a lot of the closets, your closets energetically, this is time for you to even redefine. When I go into the heart of matters, I'm seeing, especially when it comes down to the relationship, the personal relationship, I see that it needs a little bit of redefining. Also, I'm hearing Ronald off to the side, Ronald, I'm seeing this comes in as far as paternal grandfather. So think of that as far as the next 7 months for you. It's a time for you to really sit in and ground. Grounding is really important for you. And also, when you feel your head going off in too many directions, take a breath and pull the energy back in. And also, tapping in the thymus is really important for you, because it's really, it grounds your energy into that physical body, opens up to the heart, and that also will get rid of any kind of part where the adrenals can go on overtime. And then things will become clearer to you as far as direction, because I'm seeing in August there's an opportunity. And this is in career department where you're speeding along, and then it takes a sharp left, and I mean a sharp right. And so when I see that, it's like where changes at work could happen. Think of somebody restructuring the business, and that you're able to go with the flow with this, where some people, when there's changing going around, even if change is good, some people, especially when they have that shoe to drop thing in their energy field, can feel the underlining parts, and they could get more nervous. So you're preparing your body for this, because this is a good move. You're able to take any turns anywhere in life and not feel that contracted energy, because when we can contract, it gets a time where we just feel foggy. So think of going back to your old books, and old books, again, is your Akashic records, opening them, getting surprised about who you are, and really stepping into what does it mean to be an angel, having a human experience versus the other, and then having fun with it, expanding with that. It's really, it's a very big deal. It's a very good year, and I feel like I'm confirming that for you also. You're getting feelings of this, and knowingness of this, and really getting expanded with this, and it's really just trusting the process is what the grand will say.
I'm looking for
deal.
To Tucson or Albuquerque this year.
Excuse me?
I'm looking to move to Tucson or Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Tucson and Albuquerque. What is it, August? Do you have to decide in by August?
I'm getting that feeling that it should be around that time. I'm just not sure
which
state.
Okay. What I'm seeing as far as with that, you're wherever your head is feeling you're going now, you're taking a sharp right, okay? So what, and also I'm seeing that, first of all, the biggest thing for you, Carol, is to realize wherever you are, you have arrived, okay? When we start stepping into that place, that is the total posture of empowerment, and it's not blowing off your question. It truly is. I see where people travel and go to one place, or they're getting drawn to one place, and then they think too much. That goes back to the grandmother as far as patterns, underlying subconscious patterns of if I go to the wrong, could I go to the wrong place? And then if I go to the wrong place, what's the other opportunities? Think of all of that is what they're talking about, is having that adrenal energy going in, and it just takes, it pulls us off where our clear communication. You're extremely intuitive yourself. That's tapping the thymus, stepping into it. Crystal clear of where you should go, because what I keep on seeing is they keep on juggling the balls, and they keep on very firmly saying, and sometimes they are very clear, no, go to California. But with you, they're going and putting the ball around, and not one place is not necessarily better than the other. And also when I'm seeing that where you're heading, where you think you're heading toward Tucson, and then you take a sharp left and go to Albuquerque, that there could be a sudden change. The biggest thing with this is where you're anchoring in, you're grounding down, You're tapping the thymus, you're breathing, you're releasing those ancient things, getting in touch with the ancient patterns that are in the energy field for generations, generations of the lifetime, and then you really understand what it means in every single part of the body, not only the mental body and the spiritual body, but the emotional body and the physical body of wherever I am, I'm in the right place. That is so freeing, and that breaks so much generational patterns, especially on the mom side. And this is not mom bashing, this is mom embracing, because there's empowerment on both sides of that family, and this is where that's the biggest thing that you're doing. You're going beyond any kind of fear, understanding that there's not a place that seems better than the other. Then it goes back down to my heart's desires, and but that's what we're stepping into, the of being able to have our heart's desires. So I'm seeing you heading down toward again Tucson right now, and then taking a sharp curve to Albuquerque. But I know that your grandma's saying I could flip a coin, and next week you'd be thinking Albuquerque, and then taking a short turn to Tucson. So this is where right now it's way too much up in the air. Biggest thing as far as you tapping in and understanding that wherever you go, you have arrived. Think of calling on turtle medicine, because your grandmother's handing you a turtle, and that's from Ted Andrews Animal Speak. And turtle medicine is, think of a turtle travels, and its shell is its home. And so wherever you have you arrived. Turtle also is the, when you work with turtle medicine, it's the sea, it represents the earth. The shell represents the earth, and really, again, goes back to grounding, and that's the most important thing that you're working on, because part of your energy goes up and out of your body. You have always have done that, and so this is where that grounding part gives you the as above, so below posture, has you totally expand, and again, it'll be crystal clear where you're going. August is a turn in the plans, but the biggest thing is, again, that flow and flexibility, where that sharp curve and you decide to go somewhere else is not disruptive at all. It's fun. It's like a ride from the roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
So, Carrie, thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
You're welcome, Carol.
Have
fun.
For calling.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. I know we're about 6 minutes from the top of the hour. Again, apologize if people were trying to get through. I guess what they dropped, we got sort of lost the signal there for a little bit, and we're back. So we kept going without you, and you can hear that on newsforthesoul.com. And any show that you've missed ever on newsforthesoul.com is all there, all for you, all the time. And I just realized I haven't given out Carrie's website yet. No. Must fix that right now. InsideOut-OutsideIn.com is where you go, or CarrieO'Connor.com. And, you know, we get a lot of mail after these shows going, oh, I didn't get the email in time, or I didn't get through, and now I have to wait for the next show. Well, no, you don't. You can go and book your own session with her in the meantime, and how amazing would that be? So just a thought. InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. I got to tell you, Carrie, whenever anybody asks me to refer them to a psychic, it's a no-brainer for me. I know exactly where it's from. I don't think twice. So do we have another caller on the line?
Yep.
Hello, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Carrie. This is Catherine. I'm calling from Long Island.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Can you tell me anything?
Can I tell you anything?
Anything at all. Work, family, people pass on, unfound relatives, anything.
Yep.
Son.
Okay. First place that... Can you hear me? I'm hearing you.
I can hear
you.
You're fine. I'll switch to a landline so you can hear me better.
Okay, Kathleen, the first thing that I'm seeing with what you're doing, when I'm looking into your root chakra, I'm seeing this going counterclockwise. So
Uh-huh.
Can you think of what Nicole, can you hear me, Nicole?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Kathleen, first of all, maternal grandmother comes in strong, and she also brings in the other great-grandmother with you, and also she's bringing in dad's dad, so paternal grandfather comes in too. They're all making, actually, they're bringing in great-grandfather. When I see I'm seeing an Indian chief come into you and a star being, okay? So I see the star being very, very tall, and think of them, his energy looks like when the old show Scotty Beam Me Up, and so when I see that, that's a very much a high frequency star base. And also what you've been doing the last 2 to 3 weeks, when I go to the root chakra, I see a counterclockwise spin. So think of that as spinning backwards, but also what you're doing is releasing cellularly post-traumatic stress that has made that has been having life unsettling for you. When you're feeling like you're in the rowboat going counterclockwise saying help, 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 and nobody's hearing you, they want to know not only they're hearing you, they're going in, and the star guide, think of him as when he's showing me the fourth strand of DNA and he's expanding it, he's helping with issues of the heart, heart desires, also helping you re-root down into the to the root chakra, because he's opening it up and, again, clearing it out counterclockwise, and also goes up to the second chakra and third chakra. So with this, when we're doing such a deep cellular clearing, and part of your energy, Catherine can hold the energy doing deep cellular work all at once, as far as think of a corkscrew going up and emptying the root chakra out. Part of this, as in, again, the last 2 to 3 weeks, and you're going to notice this over the next 2 to 3 weeks. In the next 4 days in particular, I'm hearing detox more of thoughts, and detox of even think of doing lemon water and really realize you're doing a physical and emotional detox, and that the waters, when I see crystal clear waters of emotions in particular, are going to be coming clearer, which also is going to open up your intuition portals humongously, and that the star guide comes in and he's here, and he's very happy because there's a reunion here that is going to change your life. And so think of that, letting go, going with the flow with this energy. This is working on really deep heart stuff. And also what I'm seeing you doing as far as family and family issues, I see you unplugging from a light socket. So think of stuff that has bothered you in the past as far as family stuff, questions about family stuff, questions about lineage, where do I come from, who do I come from. What your physical and emotional body is allowing you to do is to step in and say, we're all one. And again, sometimes when the guides are showing me this, that we all read this stuff and we understand it in our spiritual bodies and our emotional bodies, but it's to understand and owning that in our physical and emotional bodies is what we're working on, is that we're all one, and we are where we are, who we've been. We're all family. So family is such an extended period going back to the root chakra. Part of your root chakra is like, I want to belong, and I don't, where do I belong, going back to the boat that goes counterclockwise, not feeling like she belongs anywhere. Where is my real family? Where is my home? Going into, there's a celebration with you, especially in the over the next 4 to 6 months, with you really feeling like you have been home and you have arrived, going into a different grounding, even to the earth, going back into having real cellular release, especially in emotional issues that has to do with mom and dad, and that stuff that has been disorientated in the past and feeling like I don't belong, and even kicked out of the tribe and all that kind of stuff. So think of this as that this is what we're here to do, going into the part where we're talking about us and our micro world that affects the macro world, and into the global consciousness, that there's a part of your energy field is that is so happy to get connected with Starbase. So think of that, that's a high frequency guide that you call home, and your little girl and you, and I'm seeing you at 17 months, have been waiting for this contact with this guide in particular. And part of the guide coming in closer to you is also the energies of Earth shifted, so he could come in, as far as some people would say as a new guide. I'm seeing it's a reconnection from a star guide. It doesn't really matter. The biggest thing is his energy is going to profoundly help you feel like you're home. And when you start going feeling that, it sounds you're going to know what I mean, because you're going to go outside and say, oh my gosh, this is my house, this is my yard, this is my, and feeling this is the earth, and everything is going to look different, down to the green looks, grass looks greener, and really feeling this place of I am home, and this is my home. I'm not supposed to be anywhere else, because part of your root chakra is even telling me, I feel like the earth isn't my
hour.
Home.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I thought, well,
all right, so
her
biggest thing
is
arrived. Happy birthday, Catherine, and welcome to earth. And I'm not being a wise guy.
Okay, sorry to cut in there, but we are right at the top of the hour. Carrie O'Connor is at carrieoconnor.com, and she'll be back here, and we will be back here. If you missed any of the show, which all of you did, newsforthesoul.com. We'll see you next time, everybody.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.